Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for the opportunity to spend time with you on today. Pastor Linnell, lead pastor of New Grace and Mercy Church International here in the great city of Chicago. And we're so very blessed to have you join us. And we look forward to really spending this time with you as we continue to grow and develop and mature in the things of God, so we can experience the powerful purpose and dynamic destiny God has for your life. So we can live those things that God has pre-planned, pre-purposed, and predestined for you to live. What's that? The good life by way in and through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, you made it so that you can make impact. You can make an indelible mark. You can leave an imprint here in the world where people will miss you when you're gone. People will celebrate you while you're here, and people will want to connect with you, right? Because you make a difference in the lives of those who come around. And so you need to know that, and God wants you to know that. He's created you that way. That's what he's pre-planned, pre-purposed, and predestined for your life, for you to live a life that makes an indelible mark here in the earth that can never, ever be forgotten. Listen, if it's your first time here with us, we want to welcome you and say we're so excited and so honored that you found us. Let us know how you found us, how you came across us, so that we can continue to lean into that, because it brings us great people like you. It brings us great gifts like you, those that add value to us, and we add value to you, and we make the whole world go around much better. So if you've been been with us every week, praise God. Hanging in here, being here with us. We know you're growing. We know you're developing. We know you're maturing. We know you're seeing success, or you wouldn't come up and spend this time with us every week. We pray you enjoy praise and worship. It was absolutely dynamic again today. It was dynamic. So we're so happy that you had opportunity to spend time in praise and worship, so we can fellowship with God together in that manner. Hey, if you're not able to do that, because you get with us only at the time we start here with this session, then listen. Let us know in the chat. DM us, let us know, and we will get you the link so that you can enjoy praise and worship leading up to this time that we have together here. So if you're new, and if you've been with us, you know we're going to say, if you've been with us, you're new, we want you to take notes. God's going to speak through me, and he's going to speak to you about situations and circumstances in your life. And he's going to give you insight and instructions and questions and answers and solutions that you can apply. But you have to take notes, because he's going to speak that directly to your heart. It may come out of my mouth, but it's going to go into your heart and interpret it the way you need to interpret it. So listen, here we are. Here we are. Take notes. God wants you to have, I want you to have, you want you to have 100% of everything that the Lord has to say to you on today, and that you can apply moving forward in your life. But if you don't take notes, you're only going to remember about 25%. And who wants 25% of 100? Absolutely nobody. So let's take those notes. If you've been taking notes weekly, add these to the notes you've been taking, and then add the application of what you learned today to what you have learned the previous weeks. This is how you continue to grow, how you continue to develop, how you continue to move forward, how you continue to mature and get better and stronger and more powerful and get more lasting and broad results in your life. As by the Bible says, line upon line, precept upon precept. We go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. Right? And so it's here a little, there a little. It's this journey that we're on that helps us to experience life the way we ought to experience it. So listen, we're going to do our confession. So you get your Bible. My Bible is here on my mobile device. And we're going to do our confession. That's how we get our hearts and minds right for receiving the word of God and what God is going to say to you specifically. So if it's on your phone, on your tablet, on your, it's an actual paper Bible, wherever it is, you go ahead and get it, along with your notes and notepad and however you're going to take notes. And we're going to do this confession. I just need to repeat after me what I say and just believe it, because it's what God has already said about you. You ready? Got your Bible? Repeat this after me. This is my Bible, the word of the living God. His word is truth. So together we decree. I am who the word says I am. I do what the Word says I can do. I have what the Word says I can have. I'm a covenant child of a covenant God, possessing all the promises of His covenant Word. I'm a believer, not a doubter. I starve my fear when I feed my faith. God's Word is first authority. God's Word is final authority. If it's not in God's Word, it's not in my life. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've been talking about the necessity of authority and command operating in your life in order for you to experience all that God has for you to experience, for you to live the overcomer's life, the victorious life, the life of the winner that God, through Christ Jesus, has made available to you. And we know that happens in Christ Jesus, right? So the power is in Christ, and so we get with the power that is in Christ when we receive Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And we begin to take His Word and put it in our heart. We begin to live in that Word. You abide in Me, and My Word abide in you, the word says, you are His disciples indeed, right? And then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So it's in Him, Christ Jesus, that we live and we move and we have our being, that He has raised us up together with Him and made us to sit down together with Him, giving us joint seating with Him in heavenly places. Right? But how? In Christ Jesus, the anointed one, we've been made to sit in heavenly places with Him. Right? But the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, but thanks be to God in Christ. Who in Christ? Thanks be to God who in Christ leads us to triumph, which as trophies are Christ's triumph. Right? So we, all those things happen in Him. And so in Him, we also have authority. So we have victory, we have triumph, but we also have authority, the authority that comes through conquest. So we want to talk about that today. So let's start here. What is authority? What is authority? Authority is the right to rule based on position. Authority is the right to rule based on position. And position is where you are in the chain of command. And the chain of command determines what and where you have a right to rule. So that there's a chain of command. And so what is the power structure or the authority of that chain of command? That chain of command has a spear of what and where it rules. Right? And it has a right to rule. Right? By conquest, it has a right to rule in those spheres, that what and that where. And so now the question is, where is your position in that chain of command? Because in that position, it's where you gain your authority, so you have a right to rule based on your position in the chain of command. Now, I said that a couple of different ways, so hopefully you can grasp what it is that we're saying. Because we're in Christ, there's a chain of command. And there is God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, then there is man. So God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man, and you know, as in mankind. And so when we are in Christ, the position of power we have is in whom we are in. Whom we are under, whom we are connected to, whom we receive our authority and our power from, is going to be equivalent to the power and authority of the one that has power and authority and that makes it available to us. So Matthew 28:19, it describes what you have authority to do. You know, basically, where you have a right to rule. Because if you don't have authority, you can't rule. At least you don't have a right to rule. And it becomes a combative process trying to have a right to rule in a place you don't have a right to rule. Or trying to rule in a place you don't have a right. Like when you're in a household where you're the oldest child, or maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever number of siblings, and you're the oldest, and when your parents aren't there, you have been given authority by them to have a right to rule, but when they're there, that doesn't mean your authority has been taken from you, but they're present. And so where you would say to the younger sibling, listen, you know, go take care of this. I told you to take care of that. Your parents are there, and they'll say, hey, you're not my mother. You're not my father, right? They're saying that you don't have a right to rule here. It's not that it's necessarily true, but that's basically what they're saying. But because you've been given authority underneath the one that has all authority, then you have access to that authority to right and the right to rule the what and the where that they've given it to you. And whoever's in that what and whoever's in that where, they have to abide by that. And so Matthew 28:19 describes what you have authority to do and the right to have the rule. Matthew 28:19 in Amplified says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Help the people learn of me, believe in me, and obey my words. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So what do you have an authority to do? To go and make disciples. Where? Of all nations. What do you have authority to do? To help people to learn of Christ, to believe in him and obey his words. Where? In all nations. What do you have a right to do, authority to do? Baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Where? In all nations. That's where and what you have a right to do to rule in. That authority extends there. Also, 28:18, it describes the what and where you have a right to rule and where that extends to. So watch this. In Matthew 28:18, after the fight, it says, Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me, meaning to Jesus. So since in 28:18, Jesus says all authority, all power, all absolute rule, all absolute right to rule in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And he tells us in 28:19, he tells us to now go therefore and to operate in this authority and this right to rule in the what and the where. He's telling us not only can you go to all nations and make disciples, not only can you go into all nations and help people to learn of him and believe in him and obey his words and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He said, but you can go into all nations with all authority, all absolute right to rule behind you in heaven and on earth. And that's powerful, you understand. Authority that one has is tied directly to the one who you get authority from. If you get authority from someone who doesn't have authority, you, in essence, have no authority. You have a title. That's it. You have a title. And therefore, you don't have a right to rule or to exercise rule in any area, anywhere, or in any what, at any time. Okay? Your right to rule exists with you and you alone if you have not been given authority. Therefore, a particular position in the chain of command giving you the right to rule and the description of the what and where. You can, but God has already done that through Christ Jesus. You have a what and a where that you've been given the right to rule. And watch this, it begins with you. It begins with you. You have to take charge of your own life before you can go and try to take charge of someone else's life. You have to be submitted under the authority of one who knows what you don't know, who has done what you need to do, who has been where you're trying to go, who possesses what you're trying to possess to be what someone who is what you're trying to be. Because outside of that, you're not going to know how to do, accomplish, have, be, or get to any of those places. So that's the first thing to do is we have to operate in the authority that we have over ourselves before we begin to try to operate in authority someone else. We have the right to rule and relates to our life. And so we want to give that right to rule over to Christ Jesus. Because if it's just our right to rule in our own lives, then how many mistakes are we going to make? How long are we going to go without having seeing the success that we need to see? Right? How long are we going to go making the same mistakes, same missteps? And how long are we going to continue to feel like failures, feel like we're stuck, like we can't get anywhere? How long are we going to have things that produce feelings of guilt, shame, and condemnation? anxiety, frustration. I mean, how long are we going to operate in that manner? You know, trying to operate in a way that we do not operate in. So we pointed that out last week. And you have to kind of get back and get into that last week's message. I can't really get into it right now. I've got about another 12 or 13 minutes with you guys, and I want to keep moving forward in this. So understand that your ability to operate in with authority and in authority is tied directly to the one you get authority from. So we that are in Christ Jesus, we have been, we've been access to all authority, all power, absolute rule is available to us in heaven and in earth. When we operate in Christ Jesus, and that means, as we said, learn of him, believe in him, and obey his words, right? Follow his spirit. Imitate him and how he's operated. Follow his lead. Be adaptable, adjustable, available to him in the way that he says. Then we can, heaven will back up what it is that we're doing because we're doing what heaven has already done. All right, and so Luke 10:19 says this. Listen carefully. I've given you authority that you now possess, right? This is Jesus talking. Your authority that you now possess. He's given it to authority you now possess. You possess. The moment you receive Christ Jesus, you receive the ability to operate in this authority that you presently possess. He said to tread on serpents and scorpions and the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy. That enemy name is Satan. And nothing will in any way that Satan does will harm you. Okay, listen to that. He says, I have given you authority. Well, we just heard that in Matthew 28:19. What kind of authority? What level of authority? What depth? What breadth of authority? We read that in 28:18. All authority, all power. All right? And so he says that now I've given you this authority, then you currently possess it. So it gives you the ability to tread on serpents and scorpions. I mean, over the situations that come to nip at your heels and to eat away at your life. Right, he's giving you authority so that you can operate and exercise that authority. Operate in it and exercise that authority over all the power of the enemy, over Satan, so that nothing that he does will by any means way harm you. So Luke 10:17 describes the evidence of your authority. In Luke 10:17, this is after Jesus sent the 70 out and they came back and they gave a report. They said the 70 returned with joy saying, Lord, listen. Even the demons are subject to us in your name. Even the demons are subject to us in your name. That's the type of authority you got. That, I mean, you don't see demons walking around. You may see people with demons walking around, but you don't see demons walking around, right? So but they're in a spiritual realm. And yes, they affect things in the soulish and in the natural realm by way of us who live, who have a living soul and a body here in this physical realm. But you don't see him, but that authority that Jesus has given us, he says all power in heaven, all authority in heaven and in earth. Right? And he's given that to us. So the 70 came back and said, Lord, yep, that's true. We have that authority and power over all the power of Satan in heaven and in the earth. That demons are subject to us, watch this, in Christ Jesus, in your name, in your name. In your name, in your name, in your name, in your name. So this represents the two kingdoms that exist. God in his kingdom and Satan in his kingdom. Both appear to be very powerful. And it seems like we can be in the middle. They're waiting to see who's going to have more W's, wins, or more L's, losses than the other. And some days it seems like that more W's go to God and more L's go to Satan. Which then can sound kind of cool until you realize that it really means that on other days, it seems like more L's, losses go to God than his kingdom, and more W's go to Satan than his kingdom. Therefore, you know, we kind of feel like we can't really do much or say much about who wins these battles as it relates to our lives. And I get that. Of course it can feel that way. But it's not true. This is a huge misconception of both believers and non-believers alike. Just look at the numbers. The number of demons available to Satan is less than half of the angels available to God, and no more angels or demons can be created. When Satan fell, he took a third of the angels. That's 33%, and 67% were left with God. I mean, the numbers just don't add up. So Satan's ability to be places is limited. It's limited because he can only be in one place at a time. And then his third can only be in a third of all the places there could be at a time. So no one with that lack of power, that lack of authority, that lack of reach, lack of access, lack of resources, can rack up more wins than the one who has two-thirds and has all power. God is all power. God is all authority. Satan has power and Satan has authority. But God has all power and all authority over all other power and all other authority. But surely Satan's power he has cannot be over God's and his kingdom. It cannot, which you and I are citizens of. So then if we're citizens of that kingdom, living in that kingdom, by the kingdom, then he cannot have authority over us either. It can't happen. It can't happen because we're citizens. So when we learn how to accept and adhere to and practice the reality of this born-again status that we have, this new life we have in Christ Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we're going to experience the results, the fruitfulness that comes from the life of victory that comes from, even when we have situations and circumstances that challenge us, even when we have issues that come up that we don't want or don't like or don't need or didn't ask for, even when things don't go like we anticipate, we can still have a life of victory. We can, when we adhere and we practice what we have in Christ Jesus, we can live this life in a way to where we still can operate according to what we heard in Luke 10:19. And amplify it, and I'm going to put these two things together. And that is this. So listen carefully. Jesus said, I've given you authority that you now possess and the ability to exercise that authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan. And nothing will in any way harm you. Amen. So we're going to bring that in today. Next week, we're going to tell you more about this whole scenario of what that covers, Luke 10:19. And we're going to get into some things next week that are going to be really blessing you in reference to Satan and give you some insight there and some more insight into God and more insight to this authority, because it's going to lead to how we command the affairs and situations, circumstances in our life instead of letting them dictate to us. So, listen, we pray you were blessed on today. We pray that you take everything that you heard today, that you took wonderful notes, how God spoke to you directly, and you begin to implement those, put those into practice, apply those to your life, in addition to what God has already said to you, and that you're going to experience greater growth, you're going to experience greater development, and you're going to experience greater victories in the affairs of your life, inside and outside. You won't always have something happen for you to be happy. You won't find yourself as a victim, but more as a victor, right? And so that's what this life in Christ Jesus is all about. So we pray you took notes and you apply those notes. Listen, if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, you don't know He's your Lord and Savior. You have to do that first in order for you to be in Him so you can get under His authority and have this authority, all power and all authority in heaven and earth backing you up, and so that you can live the life He has for you to live. You ready? Simple thing, but you got to be sincere about it from your heart. Tired of losing, ready to win, want to rack up the W's, want to be on the winning side, off the losing side, get rid of those L's, right? This is what you do. You get with the winner. You get the one that has the all W's in their category, okay? Get on the winning team. You ready? Pray this prayer after me. Just kind of extend your hand out like we're touching and agreeing. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for dying for me, removing my sins from me, redeeming me, and giving me your righteousness. Thank you for all the authority over all the authority of Satan that you made available to me. So I ask you, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sin. Come live in me. Baptize me and fill me with the Holy Spirit. I receive that authority. I'm a disciple of yours, and I'll learn to live, adhere, and practice that. In Jesus' name, amen. That's you. Praise God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to being a heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. With all that God has for him, he has for you as well. And it's the beginning of a wonderful journey that you're going to have. But it's the beginning of a journey, and it's not the destination. Okay, so we have to stay in here with us. And if you're not part of a church community, you need a church community, because we're meant to do life together and not alone. When God made mankind, he, out of all that he made prior to, it was God made. And then when God made mankind, he said, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, God the three made you and me. So we're made for relationship. We're made for community. We grow together that way, better that way. We help empower to get one another that way. We protect one another that way. We hold one another accountable together that way. And we have victory that way. Okay? We cry together. We celebrate together. All these things. We have fun together. All these things can be better. When they're together, we have value in one another's life. So if you don't have a church community, we invite you to New Grace, New Mercy Church International in our community. Let us know. We'll be happy to send some information and get with you so that you and we can do this thing, is take this journey together and walk in victory. If you prayed that prayer to come back to Jesus Christ, same thing. We celebrate you like we're celebrating those that came to Christ for the first time, and we make the same invitation to you to be a part of this great community of believers. We're not perfect, and we're not looking for perfect people. We just want to look for people and be with people that want to continue to grow, develop, and mature and make a mark in life that is going to impact everywhere at some point. That's what we're looking for. Amen? So listen, also, support this ministry. Thank you to everyone who's been supporting it. Thank you, as we continue to do so. You're making a way for us to do things all throughout the globe. And we thank you so very much for the lives that we're impacting and the ability to do this, and you make it possible, help make it possible for that to happen. And we're so grateful to you for that. And God is blessing you for cause of that. Well, if you have not supported this ministry, you can support this ministry in a few ways. One, you can like this video. You can share this video. You can apply what's in the video. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can smack that bell so whenever we have new videos for you, you get them, and you can be blessed by them, and you can share those out with other people. And watch your life grow. You can impact the lives of others as well. Also, the way you can support this ministry is we have people that support it financially. They give to this ministry. So you see some information on the screen by way to give to the ministry. And so we believe in God that he speak at your heart now that you support this ministry in a giving monetary way. And you can support this ministry by volunteering for things that we have coming up in the ministry, where we minister and we serve and we support communities throughout our great and wonderful city and surrounding suburbs. So we thank you so very much for spending this time with us. We don't take it for granted. We give you everything that we have when we're here, and we give everything that we have leading up to us getting here and spending this time with you, so you have all that God has for you and all he wants for you for the day and for the next week and for your entire life, so that you continue to see victory after victory after victory and win after win after win in every aspect of your life. Yes, you're going to have challenges. We all have challenges, and we're all going through something. But you know what? If you're connected to us, we're connected to you. You never have to go through life alone, because we're always here, ready to do life together with you. You be blessed.